Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We're getting ready for the Olympics closing ceremonies pretty soon, and what do we know about it, Dean?
Oh, we know it's Sunday. We know that it's going to be in Los Angeles next time, so they're handing things off to the Los Angeles mayor. The torch will be passed to the Los Angeles mayor, but also as part of the transition from Paris to L.A., there is going to be a Tom Cruise stunt in which he parachutes into the stadium.
Of course he does.
As understand, of course. Anybody else? And most everyone else is taking the stairs. He is going to parachute in. And then they're going to do this filmed piece where he parachutes out onto the Hollywood sign in Southern California, you know, symbolizing the move to L.A. But in addition to Tom Cruise being part of the closing ceremony, it has now been confirmed that Billie Eilish is going to be part of the closing ceremony. Red Hot Chili Peppers will be getting together, and they will be performing as part of the closing ceremony. And as if he hasn't been entertaining enough during the games themselves, Snoop Dogg, who has been one of the highlights of this year's Summer Olympics, will actually be performing. It sounds like it's going to be a good show. Mm-hmm. I look forward to the opening and closing ceremonies on the Olympics. I think they do a pretty great job.
Well, and what happened to Travis Scott over there?
Well, he sort of got arrested. That will happen. He was at a hotel, at a luxury hotel, got into an argument with a security guard. We don't know the nature of the argument, but generally, probably not a good idea to get into an argument, much less an actual fist fight with a security guard. He was arrested at the George V Hotel there. All we know really right now is the statement that the Paris prosecutor has put out. I can confirm the police officers were called to the hotel and arrested a rapper named Travis Scott for assaulting a security guard. So
maybe he was mad rapping isn't an Olympic sport. They have breakdancing.
Did they have that already? Because I was looking forward to it, and I thought I heard somebody say yesterday that it was going to be yesterday, and I got busy, and I wasn't able to watch anything yesterday. But I'm just curious how they're going to do that. No doubt there's athleticism involved in it all.
Yeah, for sure.
Does it matter? What song you use, or
I don't know, but
if you're kicking it old school, or
play your cards right, you could be a judge in Los Angeles in 4 years.
I think I still know the words to Rapper's Delight.
That's all you need to know.
Back in the day,
that's all you need to know. Jamie Lee Curtis fascinates me not only because of her acting abilities, and she was fabulous in The Bear, but in her personal life, she seems to have it together, doesn't she?
She's just absolutely amazing. She is. I just interviewed her on the red carpet. Next week, I'll have some clips of my interview with her on the red carpet. She's part of the cast of one of the new movies that's opening this weekend, Borderlands. And we had a nice conversation. But everybody else in the cast talked about how Jamie Lee Curtis was kind of the mom to everybody else on the cast, like very nurturing to everybody, taking care of everybody. But she's been involved with all kinds of charitable organizations, she's just involved in lots of different things, and sure seems to have her head screwed on properly, considering the Hollywood lineage from which she comes. Her mom, Janet Leigh, and her dad, Tony Curtis, you know, they're the potential for, you know, being so messed up is enormous. But yeah, she is great, and she did something kind of interesting on the set of this movie, Borderlands. She talked about how she wanted everybody on the cast and everybody on the crew to wear name tags, so everybody could call each other by their first names.
That's a good idea.
She said they know who we are, and we, you know, we walk around like we're something special because they can address us by names, but we have no idea who the crew is. And I would like to know the names of the crew. So we can equal things out a little bit. So she...
That's classy.
She had everybody wear name tags.
I like that.
On their show, which, you know, this coming Sunday, I'm going to start doing that on my Sunday radio show. Because even though we've been doing the show for like 20 years, I'm still not sure of everybody's name. Who is on the
show. Yeah, and after a certain point, you can't ask anymore because
yeah, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
You know, you issue one statement saying don't look Dean Richards directly in the eyes, and everybody gets all put off by that.
More from Dean, including weekend entertainment picks. WGN. Dean has some new reporting on that Taylor Swift terror threat.
Yeah, this really disturbing story. Gets even worse and worse. Two teenagers were arrested the other day, I think yesterday to be exact, for this plot to launch a terror attack on Taylor Swift's concerts in Vienna. This morning, a third teenager has been taken into custody in the attack, according to the Interior Minister in Austria, an 18-year-old taken into custody after allegedly being in contact with one of the other two teenagers that were involved. They found bomb-making materials in one of the suspects' homes. Officials say that one of the suspects has confessed to killing as many people as possible outside of the concert venue. So what could have been just a horrible, horrible tragedy was averted, thank goodness. And thank goodness they're rounding up the people that they you know, think are responsible for that.
Very scary stuff. What is there to do this weekend?
We've got tons of stuff, starting off with some music. It is going to be rock and roll heaven at Soldier Field this weekend. Heavy metal rock and roll weekend, as maybe the greatest metal band of all time, Metallica, takes to Soldier Field not only tonight for a show, but then again on Sunday with a completely different set. So, you know, usually it's exactly the same songs. Metallica has decided to do a completely different show, trying to get people to go to both nights. So that should be pretty incredible. We've got the Indigo Girls and Melissa Etheridge at Ravinia in Highland Park on Sunday. The Stray Cats are going to be at the Hard Rock Casino in Gary on Saturday night. Idina Menzel, who is Elsa in the Disney animated feature Frozen. She's doing a show at the Chicago Theater for tonight. Oscar winner Jared Leto and his band 30 Seconds to Mars will be playing Northerly Island tomorrow night over at the Salt Shed on Elston. Eration and Pepper, singer and actor Jesse, playing the Metro in Wrigleyville tomorrow. This is going to be an incredible show at the Chicago Theater on tomorrow night. Ellen DeGeneres is bringing what she is calling her final stand-up comedy tour. I've seen her several times at the Chicago Theater. She's amazing, hilariously funny. Comedian Chico Bean is out at the Improv in Schaumburg through Sunday. Yesterday, we were out at the Stolp Island Theater, the new Stolp Island Theater in Aurora, where they've got Million Dollar Quartet. And it's a 98-seat theater. It's brand new. It's right on the Fox River. It's gorgeous. They transform it, Bob, into the old Sun Studio. It's not like walking into a theater and you see the set on stage, the minute that you walk into the theater, it's like you're walking into Sun Records. And attention to detail is everywhere that you look. And these four guys that play Elvis Presley, Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, and Carl Perkins are absolutely amazing. So I am recommending that as well.
That's a great show. Well, we saw it a few times, and we brought people to see it. And this theater sounds great. Intimate, huh? 98 seats?
98 seats. I mean, you are literally, you are an arm's distance away from the performers. Hmm. And, you know, we were, doing this for TV yesterday, but these guys are like running and jumping all over the stage. I mean, if you go sit in the audience for this, you feel like you are in the show. And I'm glad that they're doing the show out in the suburbs this time as well, because it was downtown and at the Apollo Theater. And that's a long drive for some people to come all the way in. But it's called the Stolpe Island Theater. It's a brand new theater. It's connected with the Paramount in Aurora. It's part of their complex of venues that they have out there now. But I am highly recommending that. I'm highly recommending the big dance spectacular, Dance for Life. It's Saturday night at the Auditorium Theater. This is the show where they take the best dance companies in Chicago. I think they have 8 dance companies this year. And each dance company does a performance all on one stage in one night. So if you're a fan of dance, this is the show. And then all the proceeds go to the Chicago Dance Health Fund. Final weekend for the Goodman's Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, the musical. We've got summer fun at Gurnee Days going on this weekend. Heritage Fest is in Arlington Heights this weekend. Of course, the Air and Water Show will be Saturday and Sunday. And I'll be out at the Bud Billiken Day Parade with Bozo and lots of your friends at WGN-TV. Parade steps off at 9 o'clock from Oakwood, south on King Drive, down through Washington Park. It's always a great time at the Bud Billiken Parade. We've got a couple of new movies real quick. The romantic drama, It Ends With Us, which is pretty really well done. It stars Blake Lively. I gave it a Dean's List B on this new video game turned action adventure on screen, Borderlands. It's got all kinds of superstars. It's really fun to see people like Cate Blanchett and Jamie Lee Curtis and Kevin Hart in space, you know, doing a kind of a sci-fi action movie. Otherwise kind of routine, honestly, but it's harmless fun. I gave that one a Dean's List C.
Lately, we look to you to tell us a movie is harmless, and that's, you know, the bar has been set a little low on some of these movies.
Right, yeah.
If it doesn't hurt anybody.
It's a summer popcorn movie.
Go see it.
It's, you know, it is what it is.
It doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Enjoy the weekend.
All right, you too.
Thank you, Dean.